This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The COVID-19 pandemic shared the spotlight as the 2020 Tokyo Games officially started with the opening ceremony Friday. AP's John Leatherby has more.
It had the emotion and pageantry of all opening ceremonies, but reminders the pandemic continues were everywhere. Spectators not allowed except the mask-wearing dignitaries and working media. The parade of athletes reduced to a tenth the usual number. The U.S. team led by co-flag bearers, basketball legend Sue Bird, a four-time gold medalist, and Eddie Alvarez, a member of the U.S. baseball team who won silver as a speed skater at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Four-time tennis Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron to begin 16 days of competition. I'm John Leatherby.
Protesters faced off with police outside the National Stadium as the opening ceremony for the 2020 Olympic Games was about to begin in Tokyo. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police stopped demonstrators moving forwards to get nearer to the stadium, one officer shouting into a megaphone. Since it's dangerous, please do not push. The anti-games lobby hold up placards, stop the Olympics, no Olympics, and cancel the Olympics, save lives. The games, largely without spectators, are going ahead as the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government face strong opposition within the host nation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Cleveland's Major League Baseball team announced Friday it is renaming itself the Guardians, dropping more than a century-old moniker of the Indians. It is the latest in a series of professional or university sports teams in the United States to yield to public pressure over offensive names and logos, ditching ones such as Redskins, Savages, or Redmen, amid a national reckoning about racism and discrimination. This is VOA News. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke at his funeral Friday in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. At the end of the funeral, Martine Moïse, who was seriously wounded in her husband's assassination, spoke publicly for the first time since the attack, her voice growing stronger through the 15-minute speech.
Si vous croisez les bras, regardez les bourreaux.
She asked, why is wanting to democratize a sin? How are fighting for equal opportunities to enter the civil service become condemnable? He also added that blood will not cease to flow. Today it is Jovenel Moïse. Tomorrow, who will it be? A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles amid reports of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. There were no immediate reports of injuries among protesters or authorities, and no indication any guests at the funeral were in danger. Authorities in India said Friday at least 112 people have died in the western state of Maharashtra after torrential monsoon rains caused landslides and flooded low-lying areas, cutting off hundreds of villages. Parts of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters of rainfall over 24 hours, forcing authorities to evacuate people from vulnerable areas as they released water from dams that were threatening to overflow. Rivers were also overflowing in the southern states of Karnataka and Telangana, where authorities were monitoring the situation. Seasonal monsoon rains from June to September cause deaths and mass displacement across South Asia every year. They also deliver more than 70% of India's rainfall and are crucial for farmers. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed Iraqi Foreign Minister Fuad Hussein to the State Department Friday for discussions ranging from climate change to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, both highlighted the need for security cooperation in the continued battle against the Islamic State group. Blinken said the United States and Iraq are the closest of partners in the fight against IS.
But I think what today is demonstrating is that the partnership between the United States and Iraq is much broader and deeper than even the common fight against ISIS.
There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq focusing on countering the remnants of the Islamic State. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.